Well, I've been walking along the hedgerows and through the fields here with Charles Smith, who is Chief Executive of the Farming Community Network. And Charles, we've come to West Haddon, where the original Farm Community Network was set up quite a long time ago, 1995, so it's been going some years, hasn't it? But the general tenet of the group is still the same, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We're here to help farmers deal with anything that's causing them stress or anxiety, whether it's through with their business or their household, or their personal lives. So really it's an integrated support, pastoral and practical support to help them find solutions to whatever is causing them concern.
And we are standing looking over the fields with the sheep and the cattle and some potato harvesting struggling on there in the rain in the distance.
Indeed.
On Christopher Jones's farm, who was one of the founders.
Christopher Jones was one of the founders of SCN, as you say, and the inspiration behind what has now become 25 years of wonderful work in the farming community, pulling together hundreds of volunteers who are so caring and compassionate in providing support to whomever needs that help. And today we are a much bigger and wider organisation that deals with a broader range of issues, but it's a real testament to the forethought of Christopher and his colleagues at the time.
And so you have a phrase, don't you, that it used to be an organisation that would try to catch people as they fell, but now you're actually trying to catch them before they fall.
Yes, I mean, many people talk about a cliff edge and catching people at the bottom of the cliff when they fall, but we are now aspiring to put a fence up at the top of the cliff to prevent them falling over and to give them the tools to be able to deal with whatever situation they face.
So tell me, what are the tips, the points that you think farmers should be aware of to notice whether things are going wrong?
I think it's very difficult once you are in facing difficulty to pull yourself back. So we're really trying to encourage farmers to become much more self-aware of their own personal well-being so that they can start to recognise the signs when they're coming under pressure, so that they can deal with those situations before the stress becomes too much for them.
And how would they recognise that? We're all under stress, aren't we?
Indeed.
A little bit?
Indeed. Everybody in every walk of life has stress. And to some extent, stress is actually really good. It helps you focus. It's nature's way of getting us to focus on the issue at hand. It's part of our old fight or flight response. But it produces a chemical in the brain that is actually quite debilitating if you have stress over long periods of time or excessive stress. So recognizing when stress is building up, recognizing your own stress limits is really important, because then you can take action to dissipate that stress, perhaps asking other people for help or having a plan in place to deal with a situation that you feel might occur in the future. It's very difficult to think along those lines, you know, when you're a busy farmer, but I think we would encourage farmers to think much more carefully about their mental well-being, their as well as their physical well-being. It's you know, we all understand that we have to look after our bodies, but it's equally important that we develop a fitness routine for our minds as well.
And what are the particular farming watch points, though? Farmers work alone often. Their business, their family, their money, their social lives, they're all intertwined. If something goes wrong in one part of your business, it's going to affect everything else, isn't it?
Inevitably it does, and that's why we feel it's so important that we deal with issues that are business related and personal and home related as well, because they are inextricably linked. But I think it's about having some outside life as well from the farm. There are certain protection factors that we see as being critical, some of which involve learning new techniques, new skills, and that involves perhaps going off farm to meetings, to training activities, mixing with other farms and communicating with others. That is a real help in building protection against mental health issues and stress issues. Also maintaining good relationships with your family and your friends so that you've got people that you can talk to about the things that you're concerned about. Getting a good amount of sleep is really important because that's nature's way of repairing your body and repairing your mind and putting things in order, ready for the next day. And of course, eating well, providing your body and your brain with the right nutrition is an essential part of protecting yourself against the downsides of stress.
That sounds like common sense, but when you're looking after animals, when you're having to do that every day, we're standing in the rain, it's getting quite cold, when the weather hits you, when your bank balance is down, when you can't talk to your family because you're feeling low, it's very, very difficult, isn't it, to actually turn things around and think a different way.
Absolutely. And a farmer's focus is always to do what is right. And so it's very difficult for them to take time to stand back and think about their own personal well-being. But in the end, their body, their mind, their body is the most important bit of kit on the farm, because if that's not functioning well, the rest of the farm starts to struggle as a result of that. But often that's the first thing to suffer, because a farmer's natural tendency when there are issues is to work much harder, and often that makes them more tired and less able to manage the situation that they're finding themselves in.
And the situation at the moment for many farmers, and many sheep farmers in particular, is particularly stressful because Brexit has meant uncertainty. Is there any way that farmers can help themselves during a period of massive uncertainty?
Yeah, uncertainty is a huge stressor on farmers, on any of us really. Nobody can predict which way Brexit is going to go or what the deals we will strike with Europe or other countries around the world. And so, you know, sheep farmers are, alongside other farms, very vulnerable to change in the future. But none of us can predict what will happen. So, you know, we need to spend energy on dealing with the things that we can control, not the things that we cannot control. And those relate to how well we grow our products, our sheep, and how efficient our businesses are run, and a real attention to detail so that we are in the best possible position to deal with whatever change comes, so that we can mitigate some of the risk that many politicians are saying will confront us soon.
You might already feel as if you're on a bit of a losing streak, and then this comes along.
That's true. Many farmers are feeling that way, and I think the best thing they can do is start talking to others about how they can achieve some improvements in their business, whether it's talking direct with NSA. There's a lot of valuable information on their website about improving productivity in your flock, and also organisations like AHDB. We as an organisation have recently launched an initiative called Farmwell, which is intended as an information hub to make it easier for farmers to locate information relative to their business type. We're not creating new information, but we are doing the searching on behalf of farmers and creating an indexing system that will allow them to access that vital information much more readily than they might do if they were merely relying on Google search themselves.
So that's actually quite good, because lack of time is always one of those things farmers say. They just don't have time. But if they can sit down at a computer and find everything in one place, then that would be a help.
Yes, we feel this will be a unique and really invaluable resource to farmers, whatever their type of business. We are aiming to build this into a resource for the whole farming community. We're also building in a section on building personal resilience, giving them help and tips on how to improve their mental well-being so that they're better able to cope with whatever changes are going to confront us in the future. And then if they are still finding it difficult to find a solution, there will be a section on where to find the most appropriate support, including help from SCN.
So it's not a never-ending situation, is it? That actually these problems can be overcome and you can feel well-balanced again.
Indeed. And that's the very rewarding thing for our volunteers, is that by merely being there and walking with them and helping them understand how they might find a solution, the farmer can then carry on as if nothing had gone wrong in the first place, and can move on with renewed confidence about the future.